Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coming up on podcast 1389, Ford reveal pricing for their home directional car charger. And it's really interesting. Stick around, I'll tell you the details. Also on the show today, we're having a look at the Polestar 4 spy shots. Panasonic making those larger Tesla EV cells by March 2024. And the Fisker Ocean revealed when it'll be available and how much on the show today. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Monday, 28th of January. It's Monday, 28th of February. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Welcome to a new Patreon producer, Davin Dahl, or Davin Dahl, either way, Davin. Hopefully one of those is correct, and I've got your name right, a new producer on the podcast. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Good to have you on board with the rest of the gang on Patreon. And if you get any value out of this show for work, entertainment, you learn something, consider having a look, supporting $5 or $10 a month. You don't have to. Of course not. We'll do the show anyway. Let's start with news about Volkswagen. Now, they are facing some production stoppages due to Ukraine supply issues. We're learning today that Volkswagen saying supply chain bottlenecks caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine are forcing it to halt production at their main German plant and other factories as well. This does impact electric vehicles. The announcement comes after VW idled production of Zwickau, its most important factory for making those ID cars, ID3, ID4, ID5, Cupra Born, etc. They do get exported around the world and to the US as well. The Wall Street Journal reporting that after realizing delivery of wiring harnesses, that's the kit that contains the wires, the connectors, the terminals that connect all of the car's electrical components. It's like the car's umbilical cord, if you like, that runs around the vehicle. Those supplies are in the Ukraine. Those supplies have obviously been interrupted. VW deciding to shut down production of Zwickau and its plants in Dresden this week. We await more information. So if you do have an order in for one of those electric ID cars, how it will affect you. We knew we were already working with some very long wait times. I think on average, if you ordered an ID3 or an ID4 now, you'd be lucky to get it this year. Audi Q4 e-tron, I think they publicly said next summer. Like, that's going to be summer 23 before, if you order the car now. So, not good news for supply of electric vehicles, but hopefully they can find alternative suppliers or perhaps move things around the company. Volkswagen, of course, being so big, MEB platform being so ubiquitous as well in terms of their various brands they have. I'll keep an eye on that and update you when I know. Now, we've got some Polestar 4 spy shots coming across the EV News Daily desk today. The Swedish electric performance brand Polestar has got three new vehicles coming in the next 2 years. Got the Polestar 3. That is going to be a mid-size SUV. Got the Polestar 4, a small crossover. Not sure how those two segments are different. And the Polestar 5, a large hatchback. That comes later in 2024. The Motor Authority website saying, what we see in our latest spy shots is a test mule for the Polestar 4. It is what is going to be the Polestar 4 using the running gear, using the internal structure, hidden beneath a makeshift body. So not the body covered in those foam black camouflage sheets you often see in the photos. In this case, it's so early in the development of Polestar 4. The body is a mishmash of a modified Volvo XC40 and a Polestar 2. The test mule does give us an idea, though, about certain points in the car that will probably be there when the car gets revealed. That'll be the length of the Polestar 4, longer and wider than the Volvo XC40, lower to the ground as well than the Polestar 3. Maybe a coupe-like profile, with it being a small crossover, so maybe up against those vehicles like Model Y Performance, ID5 GTX, the Skoda Enyaq IV Coupe. Now, the exact styling we don't know. Heavily influenced, though, you would think, by the design language in Polestar's Precept concept car. That's the basis for the Polestar 5. And if that design language does run through other cars, that's no bad thing. That is a stunningly sexy designed concept car. While the Polestar 3, which is the other one that's coming, the Polestar 3 is going to ride on the same platform as, let me think, like the new XC90, which we think is going to be called the Embla, but either way, that's going to be on the same underpinnings, whereas the Polestar 4, interestingly enough, you think they'd go with the same thing for all their cars, but they're not. We think they're using the platform of their overall parent company, owned by the Chinese company Geely. They have a platform they've called SEA or C. That's what their Zeekr brand, which is a performance luxury brand in China, is using. So interesting to see how they bring those cars to market, the timing, the pricing, etc. But yeah, if you're in the market for a Model Y Performance, Porsche Macan, Mercedes-Benz EQE, Polestar 4 should definitely be on your shopping list, or at least your test drive list. Now, headline story, the Ford Charge Station Pro had its pricing revealed today. I think this is going to be a really interesting discussion point, maybe something that you'll even want to feed back to me on email to get your point across if you have some thoughts and feelings about this. But let me explain, and what better person to go to when we're talking charge tech than Tom Malogny, my friend from who I do the Friday Inside EVs podcast with. That's on YouTube and audio as well. Now, Tom has his own channel called State of Charge. He's been into EVs well over 10 years and consults, many large organizations on charge tech. He's one of the preeminent charging experts in the United States, if not the world. And he writes that Ford today revealed pricing for its Charge Station Pro. That is the bi-directional charging station that will work with your F-150 Lightning. It's an 80-amp unit. Now, obviously, to my mind, it blows my mind slightly. I have to remember, of course, here we're on 240 volts, so I've got a 32-amp circuit to get 7 and a bit kilowatts, sometimes 8 kilowatts, because we've got some chunky voltage down here. The Zoe will take quite a lot. But, of course, US 120 volt, I must always remember that. So 80 amp seems like, what? My house only has a 100 amp fuse under the stairs. But that's why. The Ford Charge Station Pro, developed with Siemens, is now available. Well, I had a look to order it, not that I wanted to actually click on buy. It said sold out, so maybe that's a holding page, or maybe they've literally just sold out of all the ones they had for now. $1,310, very specific price, the extra 10. $1,310. That sounds far too cheap. I mean, and I think it is, and I'll tell you why. Because, actually, it's very reasonably priced for an 80-amp charging station that does bidirectional power flow. It's, you know, not wildly expensive for a home charger. You'd expect to pay $500 to $600 for a reasonably well-specced home charger like the Tesla unit. But the Ford Charge Station Pro is bidirectional. So you are tapping into a 100 kilowatt hour plus battery in your Ford F-150 Lightning. It uses the CCS combo connector. Now, of course, it's the type, different type to what we use. Still got the two DC pins at the bottom, but the connector will deliver power back from the vehicle to your home. When the Charge Station Pro is charging the F-150 Lightning, it's using the J1772 pins at the top of the connector. When the vehicle sends power back to your house, it uses the two DC pins at the bottom. And of course, EVs store energy as direct current. That's what those two DC pins are. Your house uses AC. So how are we going to make sure that that all gets looked after. I'll explain in a moment. The unit requires a 100-amp dedicated circuit if you want it to deliver the full 19.2 kilowatts that it is capable of delivering. If you derate the power to the Charge Station Pro, it can still deliver a full 40 amps at 9.6 kilowatts in case of a power failure. That's because the two sides of the Charge Station Pro, so the AC for charging, the DC for unloading, are entirely separate, and they actually have entirely different wiring feeds. Now, you can't just buy the Charge Station Pro from Ford, whazz it on your wall, and Bob's your uncle, you're away. You need to also have Ford's integrated systems, from what I understand, installed by probably their, I would say, nominated or official installation company, or at least an electrician that's certified and maybe been through the Ford training course or the Siemens training course. And so, not quite as simple as it may appear to be. It will certainly be more expensive than $1,310, but I'd like to get some actual costs, maybe for my US listeners, anyone who listens right now who's competent in terms of installations at home, electrical stuff, maybe give me a rough price that might work out. I'm trying to get a price as well from Ford on what the other boxes that you need, obviously, to convert that DC power to AC power for your home, and all the safety stuff as well. Because obviously if you've got a power outage in your area and they come along to fix whatever it is at the end of your road, you don't want to be sending power back into the grid. It's not safe for those repair people. But that tech isn't particularly new or innovative. It's what you'd get with any gas-powered home generator, or if you were off-grid or anything like that and you had your own generator. So, again, need to get some pricing on that, but my mind is starting to think a lot of people will want this. It'll be very popular. Let's wait and see. Now, coming up on the podcast very soon, Panasonic making Tesla's higher capacity batteries, and the Fisker Ocean gets unveiled. I'll tell you everything that I know on that.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Now on the podcast, let's talk about the 8 fully electric top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, the IIHS. They've released all the details for their top safety pick plus awards for 2022. So what's on the list? Well, I don't know if this is the order, or at least what's on the list, according to Green Car Reports. Tesla Model 3 and Tesla Model Y, Volvo XC40 Recharge, Volvo C40 Recharge, Volkswagen ID4, Audi e-tron, Audi e-tron, and Sportback. So a couple of sister cars there, like the C40 is the coupe version of the XC40 on Volvo's side, the e-tron Sportback, the same for the Audi e-tron, but still, all of those vehicles getting, of the 65 vehicles which have been recognised, 8 of them are fully electric, and the IIHS giving them top marks. Double thumbs up, what's not to love? Ford Mustang Mach-E did get a second tier award because of the trim levels. The Select and California Route 1 had some marginal ratings on, I believe, the lights, but either way, didn't quite make it to the top tier of that award. Now we'll talk about Panasonic starting to make Tesla's new 4680 cells. The recent statements made it sound like they were very close to starting something meaningful This article, though, from Engadget says they're going to be on the market March 2024. Ouch, 2 years away. Panasonic aims to start mass production of the 4680 cells for Tesla by March 2024. The company is building a production facility at its Wakayama factory where it will create two more production lines and make improvements. Surprised that they are not doing this at Giga Nevada, where Panasonic and Tesla, of course, have their giant facility. They've got lots of room to expand there, plenty of land. The Giga Nevada expansion has stalled, not to the levels that we were promised, but clearly Panasonic, for whatever reason, wanted to be closer to their head office back in Japan. Development is continuing on the 4680 cells. They're going to be around twice the size of the current cells, but with a five-fold increase in energy capacity. The company is going to be investing around $694 million into production equipment. But again, that does seem further away than the recent stories that I'd read about when Panasonic will have those cells ready for Tesla, especially if the Model Ys are coming out of Austin with those 4680 cells. Okay, not in any great numbers, but that would imply that Panasonic perhaps not as far advanced along the way as Tesla are themselves. Now, the Fisker Ocean got unveiled today. The firm has high expectations for the Ocean. It's targeting 60,000 units in Europe in the next 2 or 3 years. That's around 50% of the model's overall sales volume. But that might actually not be too much of an ask, because if the car is popular, if the SUV is popular from Fisker and it goes down well, well, the cars won't have too far to travel, because they're going to be made in Austria by Magna, same company that make the I-Pace, for instance, and that's Jaguar. Is very stunning. Despite the founder and boss Henrik Fisker telling Autocar at this year's Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, he doesn't see Tesla as a direct rival. There will be comparisons made, says autocar.co.uk. T3 magazine went to have a good old sniff around the Fisker Ocean, and so they learnt plenty of things by having a look around the vehicle at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Comes in four trims. You've got the entry level Ocean Sports, 0 to 60, 6.9 seconds, 275 horsepower. There's the Fisker Ocean Extreme and Ocean One. They're going to have 0 to 60, 3.6 seconds and 550 horsepower. Can you believe that? That is some crazy specs on a vehicle that is meant to be more affordable. Again, not the $35,000 version for that, but still, 0 to 60, 3.6 seconds. You're starting to talk about getting into some really crazy specs for not a huge amount of money. Inside, the interior is completely animal-free. 17-inch high-resolution touchscreen that rotates and revolves, landscape to portrait. It's a five-seater, the Ocean Sport. Starts at £35,000. Of course, we have a 20% VAT as well. And at the minute, our subsidy threshold is under that, so there'd be no extra subsidies to take off, even if the subsidies make it to the end of the year. We're not sure. Typically, it takes car companies around 4 years to develop a car, but Fisker say that their development has been 18 months shortened by using the right kind of partners, the right kind of assembly partners. They're not looking to build massive factories or even small factories like a rival are doing. They're outsourcing production. And I think that's smart. I've said it, but yeah, long-time listeners know. I think it's really smart what they're doing. Henrik Fisker is a great designer, and I think he knows his strengths. The car looks, I've watched a ton of videos on it today, the car looks really, really compelling. It has the ability to lower all of its windows, even the rear quarter light windows, and the back window on the boot. What did I used to drive that could do that? Was it the Land Rover that does that? I mean, I forget. Go back a while now. But all the windows, apart from the front screen, will go down for so-called California mode. The solar sky panel on the roof, they say, adds 2,000 miles of range a year, but they haven't tried living in the UK, where it's always cloudy. But you would still, you know, you still get some. I'm not convinced yet on solar roofs, apart from being a bit of a gimmick and adding a few miles a year. But still, the cameras are sourced from, all they would say is a market-leading supplier, but they do provide the latest generation of vision capability. 8-megapixel cameras delivering the highest resolution available in any vehicle. The industry-first digital radar, digital code modulation radar, they say, uses 5 units all around the car to confirm what the cameras are seeing for advanced driver assist systems. And it has 275 miles of WLTP range on the sport version, and the extreme version, 390 miles of range, dual motor all-wheel drive, batteries coming from CATL. It's not the LFP stuff that is the lower cost batteries. These are going to be the nickel, manganese, cobalt, NMC cells, but they do offer more performance, more expensive, of course, and Fisker not going to have a whole expensive network of dealers and buildings and footprint, etc. They'll just work with companies in the countries they sell their cars for delivery. They have a concierge service to bring the car to you on the back of a trailer, which is not wildly expensive, and also for service as well. In the US and the European and Scandinavian countries, it will go into production in November this year. Really excited about that. Car looks fantastic. It is. It's got some Volvo about it, and I think that's good because, you know, I love the Volvo styling. There's something very contemporary about the car, but equally classy and classic. It's designed so well with some nice touches, some nice lighting touches inside the vehicle, nice use of materials. Everything looks very modern, but without being, you know, sort of Tesla minimalist for the sake of it, you know. So it looks really interesting. Glass roof, of course, solar glass roof, which always gives you a little bit more headroom. And I think I was watching one of the videos, one of the guys that got in was, you know, 6 foot something, and he had plenty of headroom. Looks great. And usual caveat, let's get the vehicles made. I've no doubt Magna will do a great job of making those vehicles. They will be screwed together well. And then let's see. Now, mentioned CATL just now. There is a story that I should pop into today's podcast, actually. CATL, I talked about, oh, was it yesterday? I'm losing track of time. CATL doing battery swapping on heavy-duty trucks. It's my new obsession. I've literally Googled so many stories in the last 48 hours since I heard about this. It makes so much sense. I think about battery swapping with domestic cars, but yeah, what about if you operate a truck on a fixed point-to-point route, or even slightly off that route, but you can get back onto the route? It's so much better than putting in charging infrastructure to have 4 or 5, you know, 1,000-kilometer route, 4 or 5 battery swap stations if you run heavy vehicles. Brilliant. And CATL, I found this article from China Daily, are investing billions in a battery swap solution called EVOGO. Well, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. EVOGO. Either way, joining hands with the machinery giant Sany, a Chinese company, they're going to be building out more battery swap stations with their LFP batteries. Now, the LFP batteries, cobalt free, of course, in their heavy duty electric trucks, takes between 3 and 5 minutes to do a battery swap. And then the truck is on its way again with a fully charged battery. In China, last month, the National Development of Reform Commission, with 7 other government departments, issued plans for promoting green consumption. And they called the promotion of EVs and the development of infrastructure for charging and battery swapping. It's a big deal in China. And in the next 5 years, the energy replenishment market in China is expected to largely follow the pattern they have at the minute. So main source is charging, but also a big focus on battery swapping to be more developed in what they say was high-end passenger cars and commercial vehicle segments. A link to China Daily in the show notes if you'd like to read more. Just a couple of quick more stories talking about Toyota. They say, Jalopnik says that Toyota might have very low expectations for their BZ4X electric car. We might not need to worry about Toyota's production numbers because Toyota itself doesn't expect to sell many of them. According to Automotive News, at an early test drive event outside Tokyo last week, Toyota wouldn't answer the question about how many they expect to build. That's a pretty basic question that you always have ready when the media asks, what's your factory capacity going to be now, in the future? How many do you want to sell? How many are you going to build? Toyota remained tight-lipped. The BZ4X goes on sale sometime this year, they said. General manager of the factory where it's developing their new EV would only say that volumes are expected to grow as EV adoption grows. Thanks, Toyota. Yeah, we couldn't work that one out ourselves. Japan's Nikkei newspaper, citing suppliers, reporting they have a target of 60,000 vehicles worldwide in year one. But then they predict it to decline in year two from 60,000 to 50,000 vehicles. What kind of EV ramp goes backwards? By comparison, Toyota sold 407,000 RAV4s last year in the US alone. That's not even a worldwide figure. But their ambitions for their first EV, the BZ4X, are so lowly. They want to sell maybe 60,000 in the first year worldwide, and then they expect it to go down. There's a vote of confidence for everyone working on Toyota's EV projects. They don't really want to make it. Don't really want you to buy it, do they? Let's be honest. Now, let's go and talk about some batteries for a couple of moments, and then a quick Tesla story. SK On, the spin-off of SK Innovation, now its own company, signing a business agreement with K-Car. That is Korea's used car platform, and that is an agreement to certify battery condition, battery life, and even scrap value of used cars on the K-Car platform. The price of used EVs is determined by how healthy the battery can be. And until now, it's been difficult to calculate the price because you don't really know what condition the battery's in. Last year, SK developed the battery as a service that can analyze the battery's status, life, and value. It's essential to assess because if you're going to scrap something at some point in the future and turn it into recycling, that's the pricing that you need to use. After sorting out batteries with the sufficient or insufficient battery life to be in a road-going car, they can then make a judgment of, is that car now so old that the battery isn't good enough and we need to move it into second life, home storage, or even recycling? And it sounds very similar to what one of our sponsors, Recurrent Auto, do, where you can get your battery reports for your used EV from recurrentauto.com. So by the sounds of it, the Koreans taking some inspiration from them, because they've been doing it for a while in the US, if you haven't heard of them or tried them out. And finally, just a quickie, in Germany, Tesla at Berlin, the environment ministry in the German state of Brandenburg, they say that in the final phase of approval processes for the planned factory, a spokesman for Germany said, today, Tesla are awaiting approval for a license to begin production at their site outside of Berlin. Right, question of the week with immobilitynorway.com. What is the best looking EV on the market right now? And, you know, you haven't got to pick one that is affordable or whatever. You can pick anything inside and out. Maybe two different vehicles, one for the outside, one for the in. Email me, hello at evnewsdaily.com. I'll read out your answers this Sunday. Thanks so much to our Patreon supporters. I couldn't do it without you. I genuinely couldn't put this show on the air every day. It's how we make money and pay the bills, after all. And it would mean a lot if you can check out the Patreon page. Our premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, EF.energy. If you want to check out his website, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, at emobilitynorway.com. Have a good day tomorrow, and remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.